Nearly a million people celebrated the vernal equinox last weekend at one of Mexico's most sacred sites, the Pyramid of the Sun. This week, physicists will visit the site for another cosmic purpose, to search for muons. Muons are subatomic particles. They float about everywhere, through space, through our bodies, through rock. And scientists believe they may help unlock the mystery of who built the pyramid 2,000 years ago. Physicist Arturo Menchaca is installing the muon detector at the Pyramid of the Sun. He joins us now by telephone from his office in Mexico City. Dr. Menchaca, thank you for being with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Linda.
First of all, how could muons tell us who built the Pyramid of the Sun?
Well, the idea is that these muons act a little bit like X-ray image. So muons go through this pyramid and are absorbed partially by the matter of the pyramid. So in a way, if you are installing this detector someplace down under the pyramid, if from some region of the pyramid you get more muons than you expect, then that means that in that particular direction there is less matter than you assumed, and that somehow tells you that there may be a cave, for example.
Some space, or maybe a tomb, or some sort of chamber.
Right. Archaeologists somehow tried to investigate this pyramid before, but the archaeologists are a little bit in trouble because they don't know where to dig. And this is why they came to physicists to see if we could tell them.
Now, I know that you're a physicist and not an archaeologist, but who named the pyramids? Who named the place where the pyramid is, if you don't know anything about these people?
Yeah, that's very good. The Aztecs came like 600 years after the pyramids, well, the site itself had been abandoned. And the Aztecs, who ruled the area by the time the Spaniards arrived in Mexico, they were so impressed by the size of the site and the height of their pyramids that they assumed this place was a sacred place. So they called it Teotihuacan, which in Nahuatl means the site of the gods. But it's really not a Teotihuacano name, but an Aztec name, given many years later.
So whatever the people who lived there called it, we don't know that.
We don't know, no.
Dr. Arturo Menchaca, head of the Physics Institute at the National Autonomous University in Mexico, and chief muon detector at the Pyramid of the Sun. Dr. Menchaca, thank you so much.
Well, it was nice talking to you. Thank you for calling.